asked the Lone Oak Baptist Church one more time.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Well, thank you for our pastor, Zanny Leland, and this membership, these leaders, the officers, and each minister that's here. We ask your blessing, Lord, that you speak through us and to us, Lord, that something be said to encourage our people.
Yes, sir.
Now, Father, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be accepted in thy sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Amen. I'd like to say good evening to Pastor Lone Oak Church and Pastor Leland. We thank you again for helping us come back to worship with you here. Another year, amen.
Yes, sir.
Another year. I know that Pastor Leland knows a lot of preachers. Amen. I promise you, I know that. I count it a blessing, an opportunity to invite us back. And certainly to our ministers that are here, we're certainly grateful to the Lord, and certainly to Minister Harris and Reverend Jones and Reverend Todd and any other ministers that are here, we certainly greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, y'all have seen me before, amen.
Yes,
so, those that have been here,
yes, amen.
I know Sam came to check it out, and I said, well, I just want to come back and just say a few words.
Yes, sir.
And I want to thank Danny for having us.
Yes,
and I want to share with you for just a little while. Can I invite you to the book of Exodus?
Yes, sir.
Book of Exodus. There's a familiar passage of scripture there. Exodus chapter 14. Chapter 14, where we find these words that are written. Exodus chapter 14. If you go with me to the ninth verse of the 14th chapter of Exodus. Are you there?
Yes.
It says here, but the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen. His army and overtook them, encamping by the sea. Beside, it says here, and it says here, and when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them.
Yes.
And the scripture says that they were sore afraid. They were so afraid, and the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. But look at what it says in verse 11. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt this with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell them in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? He goes on to say, for it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die where? And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them what?
No more.
Again, no more forever. And then he goes on to say, verse 14, and here in our text, the Lord shall fight for who?
You.
And he shall hold what? And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore cries thou unto me, speak unto the children of Israel that they go forth. But look at verse 16. He said, but lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on the dry land. He says here, to go on the dry ground through the midst of the sea. And if you just turn into verse 31, and I'll just stop there. It says, in Israel, saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared who?
The Lord.
And believed the Lord and his servant Moses. I want to use my subject just for a little while. Stop crying. Move forward. And use what you got. Stop crying. Move forward. And use what you got. We solicit your prayer. Just a little while. I'll be Amen. I heard some rain somewhere out there.
All right, brother.
I want y'all to say it with me one time. Stop crying.
Stop crying.
Move forward.
Move forward.
And use what you got.
And use what you got.
Moses, recently while going through the airport during one of his many trips, y'all remember the former President Bush?
Yes.
He encountered a man with some long white hair.
All right.
And wearing a white robe and sandals, holding a staff. President Bush at that time went up to the man and said, "Hey, aren't you Moses?" The man never answered, but just kept staring ahead.
All right.
Again, the president said, "Moses," in a loud voice, but the man just kept standing, staring ahead, never answering the former president. Soon a Secret Service agent came along, and President Bush grabbed him and said, "Hey, this man looked like Moses." To you, and the Secret Service agent agreed with the president.
Yes. Yes.
He said, "Well," said the president, "every time I say his name, he just stands still. He don't look anywhere, and he looks ahead." After saying that, the Secret Service man went up to the man with the white robe and whispered in his ear.
Uh-huh.
He said, "You look just like Moses. Are you Moses?" The man leaned over and whispered, "Yes, I am Moses. But the last time I talked to a bush, I spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness." Somebody get some way home. Sometimes we have to be careful of who we talk to. Because some folks will mess you up. When we look at our text, and I'm trying not to be there, amen. This concept of God instructing the Israelites on their journey.
Yes. Yes.
And you know, church, we need God on our journey.
Yes.
We sing a song years ago, I need Jesus on my journey.
Yes.
As I walk up this narrow way.
Yes.
I remember that song like it was yesterday. We were little children coming up in the church, and the older I get, the more I understand that we need Jesus on our journey.
Yes.
Pharaoh had pursued the children of Israel, the Hebrews, because they had left Egypt land, and his heart had been hard.
Yes, sir.
And you know, there are a whole lot of folks today, hearts are hard.
Yes,
they won't let go of some stuff that happened some time ago.
Yes,
if you're going to really be successful in life, you got to stop crying. You got to move forward. You got to use what you have. Y'all pray with me for a little while. And that's the folks that you know. The reason they in the same place that for years, they won't stop crying. They won't move forward. And they won't use what they got. Amen. And sometimes we got to learn how to let go of some stuff. We got to let go of some meanness, some foolishness. Sometimes we got to let go of some stuff that's keeping us from going forward. We have a witness here. Because here, the Israelites had started to murmur. They were in the wilderness. And they remember when they were in Egypt land.
Yes.
You know, and I think even today, a lot of folks got to remind themselves that we ought to be thankful for where we are today.
Yes.
You know, we used to come in the back of the bus.
Yes.
We used to sit in the back of the bus. I tell my daughter all the time, you know, when she was in school, the fist, and she said, "Daddy, why do you walk all the way up in front of all them folks?" I said, "First of all, I can't see.
Yes.
Secondly, I can't hear.
Yes.
And if I'm paying this kind of money, I need to do both. I need to be able to see anything." Y'all praying with me. I earned it right. Amen.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to tell somebody that you can't learn a whole lot sitting in the back.
Yes.
And come on up to the front and at least get the feeling of what's going on.
Yes.
But in our text here, he reflects some things here. He tells us to stop crying. Pharaoh, according to the scriptures, the Bible said that he drew nigh. And the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and they behold the Egyptians marching after them.
Yes,
and the Bible said that they were sore afraid.
Yes,
just look at the context of the story here.
Yes.
He said, and the children of Israel cried out,
"Yes, sir,"
unto the Lord.
Yes. All right.
Can I put a pin there for somebody?
Yes,
stop crying. Amen.
Yes.
And you know, think about it. Do you remember what you told the Lord when you was in trouble?
Yes.
I got a testimony I need to tell somebody. Anybody ever just really been in trouble?
Yes.
Didn't know how you was going to get out of trouble.
Yes.
And you started calling on the Lord.
Yes.
And then you didn't have to, everybody didn't have to hear you call on the Lord.
Yes.
But on the inside,
yes.
Lord, if you just get me out of this,
yes.
I promise you, I'll do right.
Yes.
Anybody ever been in trouble like that? Somebody got me. been sick. And the doctor said one thing, but look at God, he did another. He said, Lord, I want to thank you. I'm going to do nothing. I think I'm going to quit eating skins in the middle of the night. I think I'm going to quit eating ribs for that night. Lord, if I ever get out of this fix again, I'm going to do better. First of all, stop crying. Somebody say stop crying. We can't go forward when we're just doing the same old thing. Keep doing the same thing, keep getting the same results. Will y'all walk with me for a while? It's a specific text here. So here he says here, he said, and they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, that thou hast taken us away to die in the wilderness.
Yes,
wherefore hast thou left this with us to carry us forth out of Egypt?
Yes, sir.
And you know, church, sometimes we got to look at where we are.
Yes,
I thought about the book of Exodus itself. The book portrays Christ as a Passover lamb. It talks about Genesis, about men's failure under every test and every condition. Exodus reflects God's hastening to the rescue of man. That's kind of like tell folks all the time, all of us got some problems. Y'all know Moses had Elijah had a pity party because Ahaz and Jezebel was behind him. And did you not know that even Jonah had a power problem? But if you can search the record, all of us in here got some
problems.
I like to tell folks, the Bible said, it didn't say y'all have seen it. It said all have seen it. And we got to learn how to tell folks that we ain't perfect. We ain't always been preaching. We ain't always been singing in the choir. We ain't always tried to walk the narrow street. Look up with this here. For all of us as some saints with some problems. Are y'all thinking with me? We got to realize that we ain't all that we should be. Thank God we ain't what we used to be. Notice even on myself, I'm riding down 55 on my way to Jackson, Mississippi last week, and I just had a pity party with the Lord. And me and God start talking with one another. And Shirley Caesar was talking about God will make a way. Y'all can hear the song. And if you ain't careful, when I go into the Bible, he said, Ricky, why are you smiling? So I said, me and God had a hookup. When you start talking to God, God start talking back to you. We got something going on. He said, stop crying. But then he go on to say, and Moses said unto the people, he said, fear ye not.
Stand still.
And see the salvation of the Lord. Wouldn't our world be better if folks just stood still? Sometimes we get in the way. We lived in Houston some years ago, my wife and I, a young man by the name of Willie Thornton, had a choir called the Sanctuary Choir.
All right, sir.
They sung all over Houston.
Yes,
he recorded a song. The song was entitled God's Way. Or No Way At All.
All right,
and, you know, and every now and then I remind myself that we got to get out of the way and let God handle the situation. Because if you read further in the text, he's speaking to all of us here. He reminds us that it really ain't about us.
All right,
sometimes we got kin folks. We got nephews and nieces. They need to see some Jesus in us. Not just here. In the church, I'm coming to get out of it. I got a niece told me one Sunday evening. She said, oh, I heard you say something. I told her from the vision to the victory.
Yes,
the valley. And every now in the valley we cry sometimes. Every now in the valley we fail sometimes. But even though all that happens, if we stay with God, if we just stand still, and let God fight for us, God can make it all right. Everybody ain't an A student. Some folks sure ain't a B student. And I know it ain't some C students. But if you just give God your best, God will bless. He says here, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He says, which he will show to you today. You know, we used to say, serving the Lord will pay off. I believe tonight it'll pay off tonight. I promise you it will. If you start praying with God, you start praying to God, and say, Lord, I surrender my life. I tell people all the time, I got some people, and y'all hear me say this here, that they drink all around the church. Sometimes they see Reverend Doug, and they'll put it up. And I said, Doc, don't worry about it. I know you got it. Don't worry about it. I said, come on, see me something. All I'm doing is planting the seed. That's what Paul said. Paul put it a little bit better than that. He said, I plant a pot of water. But God gives me increase. I don't want them too scared. They don't parking lot. And I want to just invite them to church. And whether they come to ours, that ain't important. But they go to church somewhere. Give their life to God. Give the preacher their hand. To give God the heart and soul. He reminds us, and Moses speaks to us. He reminds us here in the midst of that. He tells us, the Lord shall fight for you.
Yes, sir.
And you shall hold your peace. Yes, sir. Church, first of all, if you stop crying,
yes.
Then secondly, if you just understand stillness of being still.
Yes,
and then thirdly, the salvation of the Lord.
Yes.
I heard Brother Harris talk about confessing and believing.
Yes.
That's the way to salvation.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to say it one night this week, just to remind you, but in the midst of that, give God some of your time, some of your talent, some of your attention, some of your terrain. Give God some of you. Sometimes money is funny, change is strange, but if you give God some of you, God will bless you. He said, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace.
Yes.
Well, I looked at that concept, and I thought about so many times I get calls constantly leaving from folks saying, well, Reverend, I'm going to quit my job.
Yes, sir.
Can I say it here, like I tell them on the phone, I said, have you really counted the cost?
Yes.
I said, you got two children at the house, and you're paying child support.
Yes.
I said, why don't you just stay on the job?
Yes.
And just pray to God.
Yes.
And when you go on lunch break, sometimes take an extended lunch.
Yes.
Put some applications in at other places.
Yes.
But don't quit your job.
Yes.
See, and don't start praying that something bad happened to your supervisor.
Yes.
Pray that God promote them. God move them up.
Yes.
If God will move them up, maybe he'll move you out.
Yes.
But don't hate on other folks.
Yes.
See, I believe that sometimes we got to understand that our haters become our motivators.
Yes.
And somebody gets on with
you.
Sometimes we got to understand, don't wish bad things on other people.
Yes.
Because if we start praying that God bless them, you'll be blessed.
Yes.
Oh, y'all ain't listening to me. I've been saying a long time ago, I used to go look for a job in Houston at lunchtime. I tell my supervisor I may be about 30 minutes late, but I work 30 minutes later.
Yes, sir.
And she was okay with it. I was putting in applications left and right.
Yes, sir.
And I know that it works out.
Yes.
I used to hear the preacher say that if you just be still,
yes,
the Lord will fight your battles.
Yes.
Before I left the job, my supervisor left the job.
Yes.
I thought I'd tell you that.
Yes.
They got promoted up,
yes,
and out. And then eventually, if you do right, you'll get promoted up.
Right?
See, God delays and not God denies. And God is just preparing you for something better.
Yes.
I like to tell a lot of young folks, and Sister Urshaw, I tell young people all the time, if you just be still, and you'll see the salvation of the Lord. If somebody in your house right now, they just need some words of encouragement. Some words like help is on the way. I've been saying a long time, for people to listen, that if you just be still, God can speak to you. Anybody ever just praise God and say, look like God start talking back to you. And the longer you start talking to him, like the longer he start talking back to you. And then you feel the stillness of God in your atmosphere. All y'all ain't listening to
this.
Somebody ever said, he's that kind of God. He's slow to
anger.
I'm a witness here. Well, here he reminds us in the context of what it says, the Lord shall fight for you.
Yes,
and he shall hold your peace.
Yes, sir.
So, church, first of all, you got to stop crying.
Stop crying.
Somebody say, stop crying.
Stop crying.
And secondly, you got to have stillness to be still.
Yes.
Now, somebody said, be still.
Be still.
And thirdly, you got to have the salvation of the Lord.
Yes.
And when you get the salvation of the Lord, that you confess with your mouth,
yes,
and believe in your heart,
yes,
that God raised,
yes,
Jesus from the dead.
Right.
The Bible said, thou shalt be saved. That's the salvation of the Lord.
Yes.
But importantly here, if we look at spiritually, he said, speak and go forward.
Yes.
The Bible says here, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me?
Yes.
Look at what it says in verse 15. He says, speak unto the children,
yes,
of Israel, that they go forward. You know, really, Pastor Tony, I want to leave this with you tonight.
Right.
That if you stop crying and you move forward, God can do some things in your
life.
I heard Pastor talk about the building fund campaign.
Yes,
I just believe if everybody do their part, eyes have not seen, nor have ears heard, nor have entered into the heart of men.
Yes.
The things the Lord have promised to them that love him.
Yes,
and I've been learning that a long time.
Yes,
but if you just do your part, a little bit over here, and a little bit over there,
yes,
a little bit over there, a little bit out there,
yes,
and I know that all will come together.
Amen.
And God can do some great things.
Yes, sir.
If you took two fish and five body loaves,
yes,
I know you can do a lot of us.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
so this concept here, he says, eat and go forward.
Yes.
And then he said, but he go on to say, here, stretch out,
stretch out.
Because here in verse 16, he said, but lift thou up thy rod,
hey,
and stretch out thine hand,
yes,
over the sea,
yes,
and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry land,
yes,
in the midst of the sea.
Yes.
Well, in my closing, I want to remind you here,
yes,
stop crying.
Yes.
Be still.
Yes.
See the salvation of the Lord.
Yes.
And then speak and go forward.
Yes.
And it's funny, sometimes folks will put water on your fire.
Yes.
Sometimes folks will put your light out.
Yes.
Folks like to see you do bad.
Yes.
You don't even out here base me.
Yes.
But you know, the guy can do 99 good things.
Yes.
But that one thing he messed up on.
Yes.
Somebody will take it on down the street.
Yes.
And they'll construe what he did all his life.
Yes.
But I stop by to remind somebody here that God can change some situations.
Yes.
I remind myself all the time to tell your children,
yes,
and your children's children,
yes,
that we fall down,
yes,
but we do,
yes,
get up.
Yes.
I've been sitting here a long time.
Yes.
I ain't got much,
yes,
but I thank God for what I have.
Yes.
Well, don't you give up on your child.
Yes.
Tell them to stop crying.
Yes.
Tell them to move forward.
Yes.
I don't care how many felonies they got. I don't care how many mistakes they have made.
Yes.
God can change the situation. Morning on college sometimes. Somebody said, well, they didn't have the grades, but God can make a way. Somebody said, they ain't got no money, but God can make a way. Somebody said, they ain't got no transportation, but God can make a way. And I've been calling on the name of Jesus. And I know what God can do.
But
he took a little bit more out of South Memphis and blessed them because he gave his heart, his mind, and soul to him. He can bless anybody. Tell me tonight about somebody that can help anybody. Somebody, are you praying here with me? God can do that for you. There are some nephews, there are some nieces, there are some sons and daughters. They just need some encouragement. Tell them to stop crying. Move forward. And use what you got. Ain't God all right? I've been telling them a long time. If you stay with God, God will make everything all right. Good evening, Macedonia. Stop crying. Yeah, move forward. What you got. You ought to lift your hands and tell the Lord, thank you tonight. If God has been good to you, gave me eyes, I can see with it. Yeah, gave me hands, I can lift up. Gave me feet, I can tuck on. He was good to me. Thank God, all right. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquity. And the chastisement of my peace, it was upon him. And with his stripes, we've been healed. Healed from sickness. Healed from disease. Healed from lying. Healed from backbiting. He's been good. He brought me a mighty long way. Thank God, all right. Stop crying. Move forward. Move what you got. Thank God, all right. Somebody know he's good. Won't he walk with you? Won't he talk with you? Won't he tell you that he's good? He's been good. And his blood won't lose his power. There's something about his blood. Thank God, all right. He walks with us. He talks with us. And he tells us everything's going to be all right. Good evening, y'all. Stay with God. And if you stay with God, some glad morning, when this life is over, I'm going to fly away. Be at home and be at rest. Stop crying. Move forward and use what you got. Tell somebody quit crying, quit complaining. You got something to be thankful for. Got some food in the icebox. Got some clothes in your house. Yes! 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 I heard Paul Jones put that song together in the 80s. I won't complain. He said, I had some good things, and I've had some bad things. He said, the good when I wake up bad. Every now and then I remind myself when I'm having a period.